are back during bye week. No off week for Tyler Drag, myself, or Phil, our producer behind the scenes right now. BBP Extra. We're here this week to break down, a not-so-quiet week. Tyler, there's a lot going on at Paul Brown Stadium.
Yeah, so much for a quiet bye week. After an eight-hour flight back to the United States of America, I had barely any time to sleep. It's safe to say I'm not jet-lagged anymore because I'd hit the ground running with all this news that has been going down with the Bengals. Andy Dalton's demotion, Ryan Finley starting, AJ Green eyeing week 10 for his possible season debut. There are a lot of things going on at the Bengals facility right now.
Yeah, in case you've been living under a rock and you like the Cincinnati Bengals and follow sports in Cincinnati, I'm going to recap a little bit right now. As Tyler Dragon mentioned, just yesterday, because we're recording this on Wednesday, the Bengals announced that backup quarterback Ryan Finley would get the start after bye week, which would mean Paul Brown Stadium versus the Ravens. Ryan Finley is going to get a shot, 0-8 on the season. We're going to get to Andy Dalton in just a moment. For me personally, when I heard that news, I thought, okay, why not? Because you're 0-8 on the season, you got to try a little bit of everything. And Zach Taylor admitted he made that decision. So maybe that long trip back from London, he's breaking down what they can do. And you know, it's time for a change at quarterback. And it's something different because Andy Dalton has never been benched. He's been injured before and other people have started in front of him, but he's never been benched in his career. I didn't think that's how it was going to go out. I thought, honestly, they'd play the rest of the season with Andy Dalton. We've talked a lot and speculated a lot about the offseason, where Andy Dalton could go, probably not coming back next year, just how the season is going. Were you a little surprised it happened after the 0-8 start?
I was surprised. I figured it was going to happen, but my feeling was that the coaching staff was going to make a quarterback change around week 12, week 13, maybe even week 14. But Zach Taylor's decision to make this move right now is a clear indication that this team is in full-blown rebuild mode. I mean, when you play a rookie quarterback, when you trot him out there and you bench a 32-year-old, 9-year NFL veteran that has been with the franchise for, forever, it's just a sign of the times that it's changing. And Zach Taylor, new coach, new system, wants to see what the team has in Ryan Finley, and he wants ample time to evaluate Finley before the 2020 NFL draft, when the quarterback class is pretty good. I know Tua is getting all the headlines, but there are some other pretty good quarterbacks in there. So the Bengals personnel department and Zach Taylor, the coaching staff, they want to get a thorough evaluation of Finley, and they're going to have a lot of games to do so because he's trotting out there week 10, and it's not going to be a cupcake for him because he has the AFC North leading Baltimore Ravens to face his first game of the season. I was surprised with the timing of the decision and the week that it had happened because, a bye week, I get it. You want to give your young, inexperienced quarterback who's wet behind the ears an extra week to prepare to play his first NFL game to make his debut. But it just seems like, okay, well, it's Andy Dalton's birthday on Tuesday, and the trade deadline's coming up. So if you had a feeling that you wanted to change the guards at quarterback, maybe you make this decision a little bit after the deadline and after, you know, you get some more practice time with Ryan Finley, because Andy Dalton, you say that he's still your quarterback and you want him allegedly to be out there. And with him just making that decision at this point in the season, it's like, okay, we've already decided that Andy Dalton is not our quarterback of the future. So if you decide that before the trade deadline, why don't you see what offers you have out there?
Yeah, I don't want to get to that in just a moment. Look, Zach Taylor mentioned Andy Dalton's not the sole problem right now, and they're evaluating everybody on the roster, and that's fair, and that's something that you should do. Without him really saying it's a rebuild, they're really kind of leaning towards that. They're calling it almost a season without really saying that. Look, they have a terrible offensive line. I know a lot of people, they were calling for Ryan Finley in week two. Some would even call for him week one, because that's how some of Andy Dalton's support has been since he has been in Cincinnati. But they still have struggles on the offensive line. Their defense is terrible, and I'm being nice when I say that. Their defense is pretty brutal right now. So Ryan Finley's not going to go out there and fix everything.
No.
I think it is fair to go see what you have in the quarterback. I have no problem with that. But I want to get to Andy Dalton's comments, and I have a little more on that situation and getting benched on, yeah, his birthday. Andy Dalton was talking about it in the locker room, his first media availability today. He actually wasn't available when the decision was made on Tuesday afternoon, but he did talk in the locker room on Wednesday, and he felt a little blindsided.
It happened 3 hours before the trade deadline. You know, it's, I wish it would have, at least, you know, if he was thinking about it, at least let me try to see if I could end up somewhere else, or, you know, at least see if there is interest in possibly getting traded. At that point, the way it was all handled, there wasn't enough time to even have that happen.
Would you push that in this offseason then to look to go somewhere else?
You know, right now I'm just focused on this year. Obviously, there's a lot to come in the next 8 weeks and beyond. After this year, I want to have an opportunity to play. I want to have an opportunity to be somewhere where I'm wanted. And, you know, if that's here, great. If that's not, then, you know, we'll see. But right now, it's not my focus. My focus is just, you know, playing my role on this team.
And Tyler, I've actually covered the Bengals. I've been going down the locker room for the Cincinnati Inquirer ever since Andy Dalton was drafted. I was in college at the time, and I can tell you, you know, you've been around him, a stand-up guy. He says pretty much everything you want to hear. He's quiet. His quotes aren't super long. But that was the most frustrated I've ever heard Andy Dalton, and since you've been here, when he talked about kind of being blindsided by the news.
100%. He got a little bit emotional today, and you can tell that his feelings were hurt. He was devastated by the news, but he took it all in the chin, kept his head up, and faced us media members and answered all the questions. And he was honest. He was forthright. And I give him a lot of credit. You know, I had a private conversation after the media availability, and I'm not going to detail everything we talked about, but I pretty much in a nutshell, shook his hand and said, you know, that was really, really honorable, and really it took a lot of courage and just, you know, it's a maturity for him to stand up there and then face all those tough questions, even though he did not agree with the decision and he's clearly frustrated by the decision. And I mean, he wants to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And I tweeted out today, and he pretty much said that, you know, he wished it would have happened with more time remaining before the trade deadline. He and Zach Taylor, I mean, pretty much announced the decision 3 hours before the 4 p.m. trade deadline. And it didn't give Dalton and his agent enough time to pretty much process that information and then say, hey, you know, if you're going to bench me, it is obviously a sign that you're ready to move on from me at quarterback. So can we get some trade talks going here? The trade deadline's coming up in 3 hours at that time. But they didn't have any time to do that. Everything happened so quickly that it just was not able to anything materialize as far as trade discussions. And quite frankly, I don't believe the Bengals wanted to trade him, which is odd to me.
Yeah. I don't understand that. It actually, if you want to know what kind of person Andy Dalton is, and as Tyler mentioned, he talked to the media today, and he didn't really have to, but he was available at his locker, and he answered everything, and he was really honest. I've never seen him like that before, and today he was. But he sent Ryan Finley a text yesterday. I don't know what the text said, but he was more than likely wishing him well. A guy who lost his job, got benched that day, 3 hours, as you mentioned, before the trade deadline, is sending a text to the new quarterback to wish him luck, to give him encouragement as he takes over that role. And that's the kind of person Andy Dalton is. And I want to get into this a little bit, because look, as I mentioned, I had tweeted it out today because I get a lot of questions from people. They're like, man, you really don't voice your opinion. You kind of go right down the middle. And I was kind of honest. I said, I agree with what Andy Dalton said. And by that, I had to retweet it and give a little more information, because I think people took it as, oh, you don't think you should have been benched. Look, I see what they're doing. They're 0-8 on the season. I think you do everything. When they were going forward on fourth down, they were showing like, look, we have nothing else to lose. This season is going nowhere right now. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with Ryan Finley getting shot at quarterback. That's totally fine. I have a problem with, as you mentioned, doing it 3 hours. Andy Dalton's being honest. That happened 3 hours before the trade deadline, all morning long, maybe even Monday afternoon. Again, his agent could be fielding some calls out there to get something for him. It's not like they're going to bring Andy Dalton back next year. I don't believe that. I don't believe he's coming back next year. I think putting Ryan Finley out there is to show, hey, let's see what we have in him, because we might have to get another quarterback when this draft comes. And I think they will get a quarterback, and that's not really a hot take right there. They're more than likely going to get another quarterback who Ryan Finley could start next year and kind of train that quarterback, depending on how the rest of the season goes. But to say you couldn't get anything for Andy Dalton, I mean, a late rounder, if you're letting this guy go in a couple months, it didn't hurt to field some calls.
Yeah, my thing is, if you're going to make this decision at the bye week, which falls on week 9, that means you pretty much knew that you were going to move forward with Ryan Finley at 0-6 and 0-7. Because, I mean, let's keep it real. We knew the Bengals weren't going to beat the Rams in London.
No. So, I mean, I honestly had a pretty high prediction, but it was looking, yes, a little better.
So after you're going 0-6, 0-7, I mean, that was 2 weeks ago. So you're kind of thinking in your mind, okay, you know, this thing isn't going the way we want it to. We've had some injuries. We had some tough breaks to start the season. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking during the bye week, we're going to make a QB change. That didn't just dawn on Zach Taylor. So if you're thinking about that, then you need to have those conversations with the front office and say, you know what, this thing is obviously not going where we want it to go, and we are unsatisfied with the quarterback position, and we want to make a change. And that change, they felt, and was necessary during the bye week. So if that's the case, start making phone calls to teams, and you don't have to leak the information out.
Just
call the Bears, call the Vikings, call the Titans. Shoot, call the Bucks and the Broncos.
Or be fair to your quarterback and tell him so his agent can get to work.
Yes.
I mean,
those are all teams that would want Andy Dalton right now, yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yes. And that's the thing, I got it from a lot of people. They're like, oh, they wanted to keep him as a backup because what happens if Ryan Finley gets hurt? What happens if Ryan Finley gets hurt? You have 3 quarterbacks on their roster, and they began the season with 53-man roster with 3 quarterbacks out there. If this season is going nowhere, you're 0-8 on the season, and I still can't find win number 1 at the moment, why does it matter who goes in behind Ryan Finley? Because it's not going anywhere, and you could have gotten something for the future. As we mentioned, we've talked enough about AJ Green's contract and extensions. I'm going to get more to that in a little bit, and that makes more sense. That makes 20 times more sense why you didn't field the calls on AJ Green. But a quarterback that you're more than likely walking away from, you announce that he's going to be benched on the day of the deadline. I really thought, oh, maybe they are listening. I legit thought that. And then you get, oh, but he's not good enough. So who's going to call? People don't care if you benched him. They're still going to call.
Yeah, a part of me feels like they announced Andy Dalton's demotion to make it a smokescreen for them not making any deals at the deadline. They were like, okay, we made a move at quarterback, so let's use that as a distraction, because we're not going to trade Cordy Glenn. We're not going to trade any of our assets to acquire draft picks and get some more draft capital so we can start expediting this rebuild mode. And that's just my opinion. And it's just odd to me that they would do this at this time. And it's just strange to me. And Duke Tobman refuses to talk. That's against, quote unquote, the Bengals policy. So Zach Taylor is the one to answer all these questions, and he doesn't want to divulge any trade speculations or any, you know, personnel decisions or anything, and understandably so. But it's hard to kind of put your finger on what exactly the Bengals are doing. I can tell you now that based on all these decisions, especially highlighted by the choice to move forward with Ryan Finley, that they are in rebuild mode. They won't admit it. Yeah. They won't say it. But 100% they are.
Look, as I mentioned, I'm okay with them benching Andy Dalton and trying something new and almost admitting without saying it that they're in rebuild mode. The offensive line is terrible. They can't get the run game going. There's several issues with this team right now. I just feel like the quarterback deserved a little bit better. And you can feel how you want about Andy Dalton. He struggled this season. It's one of his worst seasons that he's had with the Cincinnati Bengals. And that's fair to look back on one of his best seasons when they did start 8-0. He had some of the best offensive line guys out there in Kevin Zeitler and Andrew Whitworth, Clint Bowling. It was a totally different team. But they haven't helped him. You know, they tried to get Jonah Williams. Billy Price didn't work out. It didn't help to not be more active in the free agency time, in the trade deadline time. They haven't been because they want to win with what they have. And that's fine if you're signing guys who are performing and people are underperforming. So I don't get it the way it went down. I understand benching him. That's fine. Move on. But do a better job of getting something for him.
Yeah, I just feel that he should have been benched later on in the season at week 12, week 13. And that gives the coaching staff more than enough time to analyze what you have in Ryan Finley. And that also is just parting ways with Andy Dalton. It's a much smoother transition when you know you're 0-11, 0-12, 0-13, rather than you're 0-8, coming off a bye. You have the Baltimore Ravens coming up. It's his birthday. There's just a lot of things, and it just feels like the timing was not right with this decision. But they're saying it's because the bye week fell at between week 8 and week 9, and that is why they're going to do it.
I think there's just such a big difference, and I can see the fan frustration when it comes to this winless team versus Miami's winless team. Miami's getting something from this season. They're getting picks. They're making moves. They're showing, hey, they're rebuild week 1 and week 2. They're like, let's go. We know where this season is going. The team isn't doing anything really besides, yeah, they're trying out what quarterback is going to work off the bench right now. I have no problem in that. I don't understand why you're not getting assets, and that's what that team did, and the trade deadline's over. So moving on, you had a chance to go in the locker room today. A lot of guys were talking, and they get it. They get it's a business. They get the team is underperforming. Everybody's getting looked at in every single position group. Zach Taylor talked about that. What was the overall reaction from the guys in there?
Yeah, pretty much everybody was surprised about the decision, especially the timing of it. The common phrase among the players was business is business, and they want to move forward with Ryan Finley to see what they have in the rookie quarterback. What does it mean for the team? It means that they have to rally behind this young guy. They like what they have in him. He's had a promising preseason. We all know, off the top of my head, he had like a 99 passer rating in the preseason. Obviously, that was against sub-mediocre talent and backups. But he showed some nice things with poise in the pocket for his age. Accuracy was there. He has some a little bit mobility to kind of stretch out plays. He's not going to beat you with his legs, but he can, you know, stretch the pocket a little bit and extend plays by moving around and delivering passes. So they like his potential, and they just want to see multiple games with him, more than I thought originally was going
to
happen.
I think the biggest guy in the room that everybody really wanted to talk to, not the biggest guy, but the guy who's been with him the longest. And look, they haven't really thrown together in about a year or been on the field for a regular season game in almost a year. But it was AJ Green. And I think just hearing from him, a guy who is a stand-up guy too, a great leader in this locker room, and he understood, you know, it's a business. But what did he have to say about that?
AJ Green, he's, again, like Andy Dalton, a model teammate, model citizen, and he's going to rally behind Ryan Finley. He's really good friends with Dalton. He feels for Dalton. He said he feels bad for him. But he was one of those guys to use the common phrase, business is business. And he's ready to move forward. Thing with AJ Green, he's more focused, and rightfully so, getting healthy. He has not played this entire year. I mean, he's had a rough go of it. The very first training camp day and welcome stadium, goes down with ankle injury. And this entire process has been getting healthy, getting healthy, getting healthy. And he sees the light at the end of the tunnel. He's targeting a week 10 return. I am pretty confident that he's going to make his debut in week 10. I would not be shocked if it extended into week 11 or 12 for him to play for the first time this season. But he's taking it all in stride and is really just focused on getting healthy. And then in the back of his mind is getting paid. He wants to get a long-term contract. And sources tell me, I'm not going to say who, but sources have told me that they are not close with getting a long-term contract done between the Bengals and Green. They're still far apart in contract negotiations. But being that Zach Taylor spoke with Green privately, one-on-one, to tell him of his decision to bench Dalton in favor of Ryan Finley, tells me that they want Green inside the personnel decisions, and they want his input and want to get his thoughts. And normally you don't give that courtesy to players who are you aren't invested in and you don't see a future in. So they need to back that up by backing up the Brinks truck and giving him some money.
Here's the thing about that. You said personnel decisions. We'll never know if this is what happened, but I will always remember a couple years ago, Ken Zampezi was their offensive coordinator. He had no business being the offensive coordinator. He was a quarterback coach, and then they had him as the offensive coordinator, and it was brutal. The offense couldn't get anything going, and I remember it was early on the season, week two, actually, after a Thursday night game against the Houston Texans. They lost in a close one, and A.J. Green was honest, and he spoke out. And I'm paraphrasing here, but it was almost like, I'm not the one calling the plays out there. And you know what? Less than 24 hours later, it was goodbye to Ken Zampezi. I do think they trust AJ Green in the locker room. He's one of the great leader, and they didn't trade him. They kept him here for a reason. The one thing they got to do, and he says it's not about the money. I truly believe this. And some people will say it's player speak or coach speak or whatever you want to say. This guy wants to finish his career where he started it, because the Bengals took a chance on him in the first round. It was pretty easy when you see AJ Green in the first round to take a chance on him. But he wants to be here. He wants to be in Cincinnati, and that is a great guy to have in your locker room. But do not let it be an Andrew Whitworth situation where he's gone because you couldn't agree on a contract negotiation. But here's the thing about that. It makes it interesting, because you hear from people when they're 0-8 on the season, they're winless. Say he doesn't return in week 10 and it's week 11 or 12 and then they're still winless. And you hear, why put him out there? Why put him out there? You better put the guy out there if you're about to give him a big-time contract. You got to see what you got in AJ Green. Because if something happens, say he does get injured, you know, that's a decision you have to make and believe in his abilities. You know what you have in this receiver. But at the same time, even if you're winless, you're 0-9, you're 0-10, you got to put AJ Green out there, because this is such a big end to the season on your future with the wide receiver.
Yeah, and the biggest thing, he wants to play.
Yeah, he does.
He wants to play. He wants to play at 100%. He's not going to go out there at 80%. He's not going to go out there at 90%. He's not even going to go out there at 95%. He wants to be 100% so he has no setbacks on that ankle. And that's a testament to his character and just the type of player and the personality that he has. He's not going to milk the injury. He's not going to make an excuse that, oh, the team is 0-9, 0-10. No, he's like, I want to prove that I am still AJ Green and I am still a top five receiver in this game. And the Bengals should like that, and they should respect that and reward him with a lucrative deal, because there aren't many players like AJ Green and have his skill set, his personality, and his ability to ingratiate himself with the franchise and the city of Cincinnati. He's been a model citizen, and he wants to be here. He wants to be in Cincinnati, and the Bengals should reward him because they don't have many players who are box office. Let's keep it frank. AJ Green is box office, and he can help usher in the new era.
Yeah, you mentioned he wants to be here, and I think you look around the NFL, and they were getting criticized a little bit. Some of the players, when the teams were going down, they were off to bad starts. They said they wanted traded. They wanted out of there. A lot of people compared it to the NBA and how all that works. They wanted to go to contender. AJ Green has never voiced that. He has gone and he's talked after games when he hasn't even played in the game and he's rehabbing and he wants to get out there. We've talked to him plenty of times in his career since day one. The guy wants to play in Cincinnati. And as you mentioned, he wants to be on the field. They could be winless and AJ Green's going to be ready to go. And that is a difference maker when you have on a team when it doesn't matter how the season is going. And that guy has saw a lot of losses, and he's seen a lot of playoff losses with this organization, and he still wants to be in Cincinnati, and I think that's why you find a reason to get the big deal done, and he should get paid sometime soon. And it reminds me of when you talk about receivers in there, and I mean, during some of the down years when I was in high school and junior high, you had a guy like Chad Johnson, and AJ Green is no Chad Johnson when it comes to personality-wise. Like, mm-hmm. Chad was a little crazy out there all over the place. But he was a reason you came to the game sometimes. No matter how the season was going, you had AJ Green. And I'm not talking about attendance or anything like that. It was a reason you paid attention still. You still had an interest in this team. And AJ Green is like that. He's a guy you want to watch on Sundays. He's a guy you want in your organization. He's a leader. He's a game changer. A guy you want in your community. And you got to figure it out because you can't let that guy go. But right now, as you mentioned, the biggest thing, getting back on the field, his agent, everybody's handling all the contract behind the scenes. He just knows when it's done, it's done. He'll hear about it, and he's ready to go. But looking onwards, Tyler, when you're evaluating this locker room, would you be surprised with any other changes with position groups?
I would not be surprised at this point because you have to evaluate everything. I can see Jermaine Pratt getting a start at linebacker. I can see Michael Jordan again being reinserted in there at one of the guard positions. When you're 0-8, when you have a goose egg in the win column, everything is fair game, and all position groups are open.
Yeah, it's all open right now. But I think it's interesting because you do get to play a little bit more musical chairs with your offensive line right now. They haven't totally shut down Jonah Williams, but I think it's about time.
Yeah.
To call it a season already.
Yeah, Jonah, he's in a completely different case than AJ Green. You don't want to force your rookie out there if he's not 100%. And even if you know you're not playing for anything, you have him already invested in him with a long-term contract, a rookie contract. With AJ, you don't know what you have. He wants to be out there. He is the face of your franchise. He's a leader. And you and himself, he wants to prove that he's still AJ Green.
Yeah, and I think going forward now, it's going to be I don't think there's no slowing down in the news department for you, Tyler, as the weeks go on and the winless Cincinnati Bengals team finishes the season under Zach Taylor in his first season. But I want to get to London. You know, I thought we were going to do a little bi-week podcast to recap the first eight games, a little quiet week, but there was plenty to talk about. And again, on Cincinnati.com, we're going to get to more of that in just a moment. Kareem, yourself, Sam Green, Pat Brennan, you guys went across the pond to Wembley Stadium. How was your first trip to Europe?
It was great. And shout out to Kareem because he was basically my tour guide. We had Saturday afternoon and evening pretty much to ourselves. And Kareem had been to London before, so he pretty much was my tour guide all over the city. We saw Buckingham Palace, Big Ben, Parliament. We just saw the London Eye. It was a great experience, and I think I can go back to London again. Now, everybody told me to try the fish and chips. The fish and chips they were okay. I just need more seasoning on my fish and my chips, and the seasoning was not anywhere near the table or on the food.
Yeah, I'm not really. I eat what I like. I mean, I don't care what country I'm in. I'm not trying to try different things. I'm just going there to see everything. But Wembley Stadium is always a great time.
Oh, yes.
How's the fan reaction? I know you guys were in the press box, but I find it interesting because every time I hear people go to these NFL games, everybody's wearing a different jersey. You have this group of Bengals support in the UK, which is amazing and awesome. And I have so much interest. And one day, I think we're going to see an NFL team there. If not an NFL team, I think a Super Bowl will be played in London one day. That's just, you know, future look. But how is the fan atmosphere?
That's a very hot take from you.
You know, hot takes haven't been that bad, except Sam Hubbard has not had a shot at fullback again. So.
Wembley Stadium is one of the best stadiums I've ever been to. I mean, it's up there with, I like Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, AT&T Stadium in Dallas, what else? The Rose Bowl obviously is a nice stadium, but Wembley Stadium is one of the best stadiums that I've gotten a chance to be at. It was a little bit weird being outside. The press area is outside, and so it was 50 degrees when kickoff happened, and it got colder, progressively colder throughout the game. So luckily the DJ was pretty good and it was playing, like, they had a mixture of like West Coast music, rap, and, you know, even some pop, and I was just dancing the whole time. I was even dancing a country for the first time because to keep warm. I needed to keep warm, so whatever was playing, I was just dancing.
I mean, I was there dancing too because the Spice Girls played there in June, and it was a great time. That was the only time I've actually ever been to Wembley Stadium. But no, the pictures, everything looked great. Check out the photo gallery, cincinnati.com. What is up online? What is coming during bye week, Tyler?
Well, I pretty much have everything you need to know about the new quarterback change with the Bengals, Ryan Finley starting and Andy Dalton taking a back seat. Talked to AJ Green as well today, so that is up on cincinnati.com. And just because it's a bye week does not mean I am not working. So there will be more stories to come, so keep it locked on cincinnati.com for the latest Bengals content.
And I'll have more with PFF tomorrow. Plenty of college draft picks to look at as we get to the second half of the season. Who could the Bengals take in the first round? We'll get to all of that and more. You're going to want to stay with cincinnati.com. Thanks for joining us on the BBP.